Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Police in Florida say a shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola has left three people dead, the shooter and two others. NPR's Jeff Brady says the military base remains closed.
A spokesman for Naval Air Station Pensacola says base security received a call at 6:30 this morning that there was an active shooter. The spokesman tells NPR that three people died, two victims and the shooter. The spokesman says there were three additional injuries, though local media are reporting that more have been sent to hospitals in the area. The large base employs more than 23,000 people and is home to the famous Blue Angels flight team, as well as the National Naval Aviation Museum.
NPR's Jeff Brady. The Labor Department has released its latest jobs report for the month of November. Economist Gus Fauché of PNC Financial Group says job growth was robust.
This is a fantastic jobs report. So employment increased by 266,000 in November. That included an increase of 41,000 in automobile manufacturing with the end of the GM strike. But even after accounting for that, it was a very strong number. And then we had upward revisions to job growth in October and September as well.
The monthly unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%, the lowest level in 50 years. President Trump has until the close of business today to decide whether he will participate in the Judiciary Committee's impeachment hearings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already asked the committee to draw up articles of impeachment against him. Democrats have discussed issues of alleged bribery or obstruction. Republican lawmakers say the president has done nothing wrong. Trump says the impeachment inquiry is a hoax. Ukraine still has not received a portion of the military aid that was withheld by President Trump. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the country is still missing $35 million in security assistance from the U.S.
The money was at the center of the House impeachment probe into President Trump. Democrats say evidence shows that Trump withheld the aid to pressure Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 elections. And they'll use that information as a basis to draw up potential articles of impeachment next week. Ukraine did finally receive most of the nearly $400 million in security assistance in September after several delays. However, a portion of that aid was not released by the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. A summary from the House Budget Committee says Ukraine never got about $35 million of that assistance. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Four people are dead in southern Florida after a jewelry store robbery yesterday. The FBI says two suspects kidnapped a UPS driver and drove off at high speed. They traded gunfire with pursuing police. The two suspects were killed. So were the UPS driver and a passing motorist. It's not clear who was responsible for the death. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 283 points, or more than 1%. This is NPR. Officials in Kenya say scores of people are believed to be trapped in the total collapse of a six-story apartment building in the capital, Nairobi. Heavy rain in the region has strained poorly constructed buildings. A report from the Kenyan government in 2015 found that more than half the buildings in Nairobi are not fit for habitation. Officials in Nepal have made a historic arrest in a case involving the practice of banishing women to so-called menstrual huts. Sushmita Pathak reports from Mumbai. The practice was outlawed in 2005, but this is the first time someone has been detained for it.
Police in Nepal have arrested a man for allegedly forcing his sister-in-law into a mud hut outside their home while she was menstruating. The 21-year-old woman suffocated to death from a fire she had lit to keep herself warm. The centuries-old custom arises from a Hindu belief that a woman on her period is impure. Despite being illegal, it's prevalent. A 2010 Nepalese government survey found 19% of women followed the custom. It's particularly common in remote areas in western Nepal. This latest death has prompted authorities in one Nepalese village to offer cash rewards to women who refuse to go into menstrual huts. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
The Senate has passed legislation with bipartisan support that would permanently restore funding to historically black colleges and universities. If adopted, it would grant $255 million a year to more than 100 affected schools. Similar legislation had expired at the end of September. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.